Okay, Nesir Shalom, Yvesh Ches, Ayiz Gimel. Ayidash the Farish, Indian Shuba Shalayma. The Nesir Shalom says that he had given us one explanation of the word Shuba Shalayma. Whole Shuba. So what does a whole tshuva mean? Full tshuva. Shetia ha-tshuva b'chol eivarav. The tshuva should be with all of our limbs. Meaning, tshuva ha-mayach, beginning with the brain. Tshuva of the brain, shi'sakim te'yoysov, ma'ashkafoysov, shi'un amonav Hashem, that a person should correct and refine one's opinions and philosophies, that they should be ne'amanim l'Hashem, that they should be true to Hashem. Tshuvas halev, a tshuva of the heart. Shisakin tshukoysav hargashoysav, that a person should correct and refine one's desires and emotions. Shiyu kodesh l'Hashem, that they should be holy to Hashem. V'gam midois v'yivorem shalo yisakin, and also the attributes of one's limbs one should refine. Shiyatayroysa, meaning that a person should purify one's limbs. L'avaydasa yizbarach, for Hashem's avoda, for the service of Hashem, ad ki kol atzmois of teimar na Hashem yichamaycha, until all of our limbs should be able, our limbs will demonstrate and will it's as if our limbs would exclaim, "Who is like you, Hashem?" Meaning, afilu atzmois yargishu alakusa yizbarach, even our bones will feel the godliness. With a mug going, what? Practice. Meaning that if a person sees to it that their limbs only do Hashem's will, it's more of our limbs don't have their own mind. What he means to say is that our entire being will be a demonstration of the service of Hashem. That's what it means. People will be able to watch the way we conduct ourselves, and our conduct itself will be a living demonstration of what Avodas Hashem is supposed to be. That is what we're supposed to aspire to.
I mean, the new science is that the body does have consciousness.
Eh?
Yeah, it's not just in the brain. Okay. So it could well mean it. It could mean it literally.
I mean, somebody that's brain dead can still move their hands and feet and do everything.
No. Okay. Nachman used to tell Rabbi Frank, talk to your limbs, talk to the hand, talk to the leg. Mamash, speak to them so that they are mishtatted in them.
Yeah. That's not science.
It's the same thing. It's all science is the study of the stuff in the world. The stuff in the world also is revelation by Hashem.
But also today's science, we live in a certain society where, you know, it's the American Medical Association, there are people that have more of a homeopathic approach that, you know, can tap on someone's wrist and say, your body's telling me what's wrong with it. Not just...
Yeah.
That's what we're hearing. I mean, the notion of phantom limb pain proves that, right, even after you've had an amputation, that the brain somehow feels either the pain or the presence of the limb that's been amputated. And I have patients like that. It's crazy.
Okay. V'mokim shoyo ad achsha v'b'chine zamanisteichem chakukim ala tzmoisteichem. And instead of what was until now the concept of And he brings a pasuk that says, your sins are engraved on your bones. Yiskayim boy, instead of that, it will be fulfilled within him. Libi uvisori yiranenu al kelchoi, as it says in the pasuk, my heart and my flesh will rejoice to the living God. Vizut tshuva shalema. This is full tshuva. Full tshuva means when it encompasses the person's entire being. But if a person's tshuva is only in the mind, is only in the intellect, or it's only in emotion, but it doesn't penetrate. Thank you. It doesn't penetrate to the limbs. Ein shuvosim is kayemes. Then the person's tshuva does not have an existence. It doesn't last. Mekimin shein shleima, because it's not whole. Hashleimus mahava chelik mametzius hatshuva. The wholeness of tshuva gives an existence and gives an everlasting impression on the tshuva. Because the world of tshuva means a new existence to the person. It gives the person a new essence and a new existence. So in order for that to have an everlasting impression, it's got to be something that encompasses the person's entire being. If part of the person's being is not in tune with the tshuva, then the whole tshuva is not going to last too long. I don't think he's saying that the person has to jump in at once. I think he agrees that it's a gradual process. The person can't jump into full avodas Hashem in one shot. That's for sure not going to last. What he's saying is that it's got to be gradual. Meaning it's got to be step one step at a time. Eventually to reach that level of tshuva shleim.
When you reach that level,
well, there's always you read this in Aliyas. That's how the Rebbeinu Shlomo works. He gives us. We fall and we come back.
I think he's talking about the body. Huh? There's no question. He's talking about the body. No. So the body has to participate, not just what your intentions are in the head.
Not just your intentions, not just your emotions either. It's got to be.
It has to involve the body.
Right. But what he's saying, it has to involve the body, is he meaning that it involves what, not my hand per se, but what I do with my hand when it says obviously involve the body?
Obviously, that's what he means.
Okay, so is there a conflict here? Or,
I don't
or
think so. No.
What the two of you are saying or not? Maybe not. Maybe I just missed it.
I don't think so.
I feel that he's saying that. This isn't a Musa sefer. In Musa, it would be, you know, whatever you do in your Maisa. He's saying that there is a Kedusha to the body.
So it's not just what your hand does, but your hand itself.
No, it's being. It's not just doing, it's being. Your being has to be in relationship to Rebbeinu Shlomo. Your body has to be a sacred vessel.
By what you
what
do,
by doing,
or
by what?
By hand itself.
Not necessarily. I mean, Shuvah Avodah Shebelev isn't doing. It's all.
No, that's a lave. That's a lave.
Right, it's believing with the heart.
Okay.
This is the physical heart.
Right, but that.
But this is not.
How do you chew with physical leg?
Yeah. Huh?
How do you chew with physical leg?
Yeah, by dancing.
Other than what you do.
Look at David HaMelech. My legs wanted to take me this
way. Yeah, but it's only the physical body. Only the only way you know what the physical body is. The only way that has any type of relevance is by the physical body doing physical things.
Wasn't there something about Abraham
where
his body was straight?
Right, yes.
So, like,
his body would only do
his hand to
right.
Wow.
You know, when we're talking about the tivus also, we're concentrating on doing tshuva, but the tivus take over just the opposite.
That's, he said that's tshuvas halev. Tshuvas halev, the tshuva of the heart.
The tivus lechem.
Right, is refining one's tivus, as he said, refining one's desires and emotions. Yeah.
But don't we have the 613 mitzvahs correspond to the 613 months of the body?
Yes.
So isn't that, by doing the mitzvah, isn't that doing the tshuva?
Right. I mean, he said that. I think that's this is what he's saying. He's saying that. It could be what Sam is saying is also part of this. A person needs to train all of their limbs to do the Ratzon Hashem.
It means all of
them. Right. To me, all this what this really means is that the limbs have to be. Our limbs are definitely all controlled by our mind and emotions. It's clear. There's no our limbs don't have their mind of their own, don't have emotions of their own. Right?
If you ask any addict,
yeah,
he can tell you that you explain to him that drinking is bad for your liver and your liver enzymes
that's not
are bad.
Because
and
mind,
he'll agree with you and his mind will agree with you and the next day he goes out to the bar.
Of course, because
his legs take him.
No, it's the desires that take him.
His body takes it. His body craves.
It all comes from the central.
That's the heart.
Well, what about when they say, they actually made it. They don't know how they got there. They went. It's just their body.
It's their heart. It's the suru achri levavchem. It's their heart. It's the desire. It's not your...
They didn't have a desire.
Well, how about really the person who really needs a cigarette and he's shaking because he really needs a cigarette? His body, it's his body.
That's his body, right. Okay, that's an addiction, right. That's true. But it's also a desire. You can't say that it's not a desire.
I know guys that smoked for years and years and years, 30 years, that quit cold turkey.
Okay, we're not talking about
I have patients who come to me on methadone, right? And they're in chronic pain, and I don't prescribe methadone. So I know for the next 4 weeks, and I warn them, I say, we're going to get you off the methadone. I don't prescribe it. We're going to put you on Vicodin or some much lower level. And I warn them, your body is going to go through terrible withdrawals. Even though you want to get off it, they want to get off it. And it's Gehenna. For 4 weeks, they go through Gehenna. It's their body.
Okay, that's beautiful. Meaning that the body has a person, meaning a person can, what you're all saying is that a person can accustom their body to a certain type of practice. Right? So up until now, we're talking about the person doing tshuva. So up until now, their body has been accustomed to doing averus. Right? And could be that although my heart and my emotion, my mind and my emotions all understand and are all in tune that we're going to do this right, my physical body is used to doing it a certain way and therefore won't go along with the heart and the mind. Okay, let's go out.
And the tshuva is only complete.
And the tshuva is only complete if our bodies are, if we train our bodies to kind of do the same thing. Very good. Go ahead. With the order of Arenu, yes, the farish hakosuv. According to what we're saying, we can explain the pasuk. Atam nitzavim ayam kulchem lefnei Hashem lekever. You are all standing today before Hashem your God. Roshechem shifteichem. Your heads, meaning your leaders, the leaders of your tribes, the kneichem, your elders, the isim b'beimayim chaim. It says in Sefer Beimayim Chaim, it was written by the same author as this Dura Shal Shabbos, Shahayayim merumas al yayim adadina. Now whenever it says Hayayim in the Pasuk, today, that is referring to the Day of Judgment. By the Chesib Zayra HaKadosh, as it says in the Zayra HaKadosh. V'hine, Yesh v'kosav azeh yud madregis. In this Pasuk, 10 levels are mentioned. Rasheichem, Shifteichem, Zikneichem, Shetreichem, so on. The pasuk goes on to list 10 different levels of Jews. Shem Negid used spheres that correspond to the 10 spheres. chachma bin adas chesed gvura tiferes netzchayi said malchus. Chumash yesh b'cholos Yisrael yud sugim alalu. Just like within Klal Yisrael, there are these 10 different types of people. K'mayichen v'chalach m'Yisrael yesh gam ken yud midazaylu. So also within each and every Jew, there are these 10 midas. Chachma bin adas chesed gvura tiferes netzchayi said malchus exist within each and every person. Which correspond to the attributes of the mind, which are chachma bin adas, midas alev, the attributes of the heart, which are chesed gvura tiferes, midas veivorem, and then the attributes of the limbs, which he calls this, netzachoy disayd malchus. V'hainu shebiyom adin, meaning that on the day of judgment, hinchem oimdim kulchem fnei Hashem alekechem. Your entire self is going to be standing before Hashem, your God. Meaning, all of a person's midas are going to be standing in judgment. How was your chachma? How was your binah? How was your das? How was your chesed? Your guru? Your tiferes? Your netzchayi? You said malchus. All everything will be standing in judgment. And when a person is standing before Hashem, tzorach shetiyana kol midosav. When a person is standing before Hashem, it has to be that all of his attributes that are in the mind or that are in the heart or the limbs, all of them have to be pure, holy, and prepared to be able to and prepared to be able to give over an accounting of one's of those emotions or those the midas of those limbs to the Melech Malchayim Lacham HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kalei boya bar nashlam lucha lekut shebricha kol eiva v'eri delei, because a person is obligated to King Hashem over each and every one of his limbs. And tshuva needs to be whole in all one's limbs. There cannot be even one limb that is void of kedusha, because that would mean that tuma will be hovering over it. The person has to be able to enter all of them into the boundary of kedusha. And after this, after these psukim of Atam and Itzavim, it says, perhaps there might be within you a root that multiplies bitter herbs. Al derech mashal, for example, or by metaphor, kshiyesh chas v'sholom l'odem gidol mamir. When Chas v'Shalom, a person has within him a growth that is a deadly growth. Shaleichoshuv magiloi. No, we don't really care what caused the growth to grow in the first place. Kimishu poira shodesh poira. Since it is a root that is multiplying, bitter cells, it is going to take the person to destruction. The same as applies with spirituality. If a person has a bad point,
attribute,
that in that specific area, the person is not in control. The person was not successful in uprooting that evil root that's within him. Is it whether it's in the area of desires, that is, the person's eyes are not in control. A pivim of kar, or his mouth is not in control. Or he has a bad attribute that is eating away at him. Whether it's jealousy, a covet, or seeking of honor, a kas, or akzonis, or anger, a chiyotzevay. Harezim if apeya boy ke'eresh alachnoi. This spreads within him like the poison of a snake. It is a root that multiplies a bitter herbs. Amaharis is called ruchni shavai that destroys all of the spirituality, all the spirituality within him.
You know, it's amazing the word they use, roots, because that root goes through every type of, it'll kill you. It will kill you. As they said, it doesn't have to be a physical growth. It can be something that overcomes the whole
The advice for this, the first letters of Shoydish, which means a root that multiplies bitter herbs, shofar, through the sound of the shofar, it has the ability to uproot from within the person all of the bad roots that are within him. Because in order to uproot this point of evil that's within a person, there are two different ways of doing it. Either through a strong hand, as it says in the pasuk, with the strong hand Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, and Mitzrayim meaning all of the bad things. Meaning, what does that mean? By the Jew accepting upon him a Mesiris Nefesh with total self-sacrifice, no matter what comes over me, I will never do something like this again. That's Chozik Yad, meaning cold turkey. It's never going to happen again. Or through beseeching Hashem in the opportune time that Hashem should help me overcome this. That is tkiya shofar. That is the concept of blowing shofar. Tkiya v'tchila v'soif. The tkiya in the beginning and the end, moed al chizik ha'achlata, that represents the absolute conviction that this is never going to happen again. It says from the Arizal, Tekiah comes from the word knocking in. When you knock in a nail, that something should stay strong, it's called tekiah. So that's the tekiah is the conviction, the resolution that it's never going to happen again. The trua and the coil of the trua in Yana Genuchi Ganach Viluli Yola is the concept of crying. Makashas Rachman, which is beseeching Hashem, Lakim Mene Ashadish Purish of Kirvai to uproot from within him this evil root. Vazman Giromash at the Skabot Filosoi and the time of Rosh Hashanah actually is opportune that his tefillah should be accepted. Because on the prayers of all year round, it's possible that there should be prosecution above, that the tefillah should not be accepted. But the concept of tkiyas is the simple koil, anocha amuka, which is the deep sigh from within, which encompasses both a prayer and a cry to our Father in heaven, that no angel understands the depth of this koil bilti Hashem levada yabuch and levo, is only Hashem himself who can see into one's heart. With the isim of Vashamash Pasha Shmois, as it says in Vashamash Pasha Shmois, Kibbe Mitzrayim Kosu, that in Mitzrayim it says, Ach l'shoinish al tzaaka u'zaaka v'anocha, throughout, if you look throughout the parsha of Mitzrayim, it never says tefillah, it never says Bnei Yisrael David. It says that they cried out, they called out, they sighed. It was all from the depths of the heart. Kud Pashut B'lidibur was simple sound without speech. For such a tefillah, no prosecution can withhold it. Therefore, it broke through all of the high towers. It ascended all the way to the Rabbein Shalom, as it says in the Zohar Kodesh. Suga Lakanos Kolarasha Bekirvoy, and when it comes from the depths of the heart, it is it actually has the ability to uproot all of the evil that is within a person.
What?
Saying that you don't, it's not true. It depends what the person is made up of. If the person is made up of evil, yeah, then we have to say that.
It's a third sound. The person?